This is a production of Cornell University.
Talk about divestment media. Because first and foremost, I think most of these prayers have been taught about the effort of the statement, condemning us to be condemned to that effort and be that outright. And I need to talk about how inappropriate I feel that this is, how wrong I feel that this conversation like that is to take place. I think it's entirely inappropriate for members of the country to talk about financial statements condemning resolutions before any such resolution has been introduced or dropped in the Assembly. I think to say that we're democratic bodies, to say that we provide fair tax to everyone, but then at the same time have conversations about how to undermine resolutions that have been brought forth, undermine us as a country. I'm very along with that, I think any of the companies that have to examine as the members of the room, where as the members are purposely kept out of that topic, as members who are here representing the pro-possible community on campus, to not be able to vote, I think this is the issue. Before people have a chance to properly talk about what it is that they're trying to do, undermine me as a member and undermine our group as a whole. I need to express my
Gail, if you wanted to respond real quick. I think we'll be able to discuss a lot more, but I do want to make it clear that almost every other member said the exact same thing that you said last night. We are in no way taking any chances of the Assembly, and very few of us individuals are residents of the Assembly. If any member of the community would like to hear that the members discuss this topic, almost all of us will be working with us. And I just want to make it abundantly clear, nobody is taking any chances yet. You're all with us.
Any other member of the community would like to go up to the table, say your name, where?
Hi everybody, my name is Barbara Cruz. I'm the senior government leader. I'm here as a community member. And I just want to say, from what I heard about that situation, I think this is where I'll mess up. And you know, to me, university should be a free market place for ideas, and I don't believe that presenting ideas has been a special support of solutions across the world anywhere near like the right action that they're particular for us leaders. It's not just a backhanded use of really deals. Don't do it. You know, my a personal fear of mine, an energy fear, was in the district of what I was going to do from. And I very much scream up at this being really important to have a lot of stuff. Thank you.
Okay, I think there's a question from Rick Manning about what kind of conversation went through yesterday. I wanted to just make that very clear. That no kind of statement was crafted that against media. We explicitly told everyone at the Liberty that we are not comfortable writing a statement about directly going against media. The one that we were concerned about is the discrimination or the racism that comes with it. That was the statement that we were talking about. We just wanted to make that very clear that we're not talking about any resolution or anything that we're going to do. I just want to make that very clear. Even though Dale already clarified that, I don't know why that it's so really up that we're in a statement about going into the discussion. Not
we're still in an open microphone, so one on the like to talk to they will name their whatever you're comfortable with.
Hi, my name is Sylvia.
So I just want to make it very transparent that during February, some member had reached out to me about a Jewish body being fearful and anxious about the current situation that's going on. So
I've essentially told him to reach out to them as a member to for him to talk about it. He just said, okay, let's just sit down and have open conversation. What we never our plan or is never happening about the statement. And yeah, so basically the past was we just sat down all together and we just spoke about his stance on the situation. But we never, one thing that we agreed is that there's no, there shouldn't be any room for this conversation on the other. So we just wanted to set a tone of making sure nobody goes over with it. I know there's a set of misconception and, before I just want to make sure that the conversation is happening because we want to listen to one thing, not to actually like grasp up a statement so that we go directly against anything. We're just trying to share a certain perspective. And we are continuing to listen forward to sharing various perspectives and we're all okay to talk about that very good.
Yeah,
but about the conversation that we've done. Again, I don't want to take up the time, so I just want to say that on top of that, one of the reasons that many of us are students, and very clear, most of the students that we see, and I'm just going to be out of life, there's going to be other students that we really have to see, which is not that quantity. We don't want to be perceptions to be simple in this environment. As a general principle, we are all only representing, so we're free to act, and each of us can be in the best. So in no way something as a whole we can be conclusion. But to follow up, the reason that we need to be a lot of understanding that students, and this is going to continue with many students in the discussion of time, felt unsafe. And it's going to happen for everyone involved in this conversation. This is not going to be an issue that can be discussed without our solution. We understand that. Our goal for all of us is this conversation continues to make sure every single person who would like to discuss this issue before the student assembly, private, public meeting, that they are able to feel safe on campus, that they are able to feel safe with students and individuals who are pursuing the goal they need to invest in this of the campus and the world at large. So that is our goal. Our goal is to make sure that you all feel safe and that you all feel comfortable with students.
Hello everyone, my name is Gavin Holland, I'm senior. Just a few points, as a member of the student outside and outside of campus, I wanted to say, first of all, I think the community and the campus is very seriously. I consider myself an ally of the community and the community to fight and to be part of campus. So when I found that meeting that happened with the night, it was very insulting. The fact that they were really complex with the same by the people was showing that I really needed decisively, particularly on this part. And especially if I was really conscious of the expert is not top conversation right away, it's responsible to have members who are within all of us here, not just the community. It's your responsibility when you see the sort of that to stop at the start of that conversation. Rather, at the start of that, you actually need to come to this. So it's that there's no more conversation just not true. It's really good at that. Third, it's what I personally want to trust. The fact that there's a lot of questions without a fear. You put it into conversation, now we feel good as well. Because we've already had the conversation with our people and our world. A lot of us have feel very uncomfortable with these things right now. Because we have a threat of why not only just people who members of the community, but as well as the institution. So I think it's very hard to see as an open question that we somehow have to feel comfortable. So clearly, a bunch of us here are very uncomfortable. So I think that there are things that we can go right now to let us do. And I have just heard a call from the SA members for it.
So, I'm going to call it and then you add on.
One, my name is Tom Benedict, who's a Black American, who's a senior. I know, I just want to point out to the community members that we're a large number of community members that we're not part of this conversation at all. And just a few points in that, coming to this position at very the law of the committees on finance are discussing the assembly. And my new position as the assembly minority liaison is working very hard to discuss the minority committee on campus and the student assembly. So for you guys to go and do something like this, with like this backhand and backboard, even crack, not include the entire student assembly. No, that looks. Hey, find out how to not hard it is. And it's just not productive for anyone. If someone did want to do something to the student assembly, like coming from the all of us, you know, and that's how we do things as a group, to make decisions as a group. Don't reach out to all the strictly members and group just those members of the students. The next time, I'm going to say you it wasn't.
Hello, my name is Adam Murphy, here in Iowa. Regarding the meeting, I mean, that's how the meeting happens, and there is a great concept about more than the members. What was that? All five of them, which is still pretty convenient. The fact that this is something money goes to work, it doesn't have something like their government and things like that, because that is something going to happen. And beyond when you said we have 22 important words, the 5 of our words. It's pretty amazing that I'm going to area how things are happening. I never have a question about how we are talking about this year. But now looking back, and as Palestinian American, I literally cannot emphasize how amazing I feel to choose anyone's own area. That's what happened on the same day, on the center of the same day. We have to go down to in the Palestine struggle. Because when we as a person are talking about the apartheid wall in the Western area, we're not just talking about how, but we're also talking about the Mexican American border. So that becomes really obvious. If any other member of the community would like to come up and speak, remain your ear. If any, I hope all my.
It goes on. It must have been on. I think moving forward is something that needs to happen, and I can say as a member of the board, we would be more than willing to come to the athletic and come back a couple of weeks and do a public presentation on what we need to actually do. There is so much more to do. But people kind of construe the anti-Semitic, or trying to construe our divestment resolution to be anti-Semitic, which frankly it is not. And I think no discrimination, how can we truly have it, and tell members are informed about what it is, that is really hard. So I hope that I'm talking, I guess, to the executive board, that within the 28 weeks, we can get on the agenda, do a publication where everyone is invited, we're all members right here, and we're all members of the community are welcome to debate these issues before the resolution.
So, the executive committee has been the traders for the city of the city for a more neutral parties for the successful and so Brandon. Yeah, so we talked about bringing Russell Brandon to discuss the whole movement. No resolution for broader review of the community. So the lawsuit also So one of the options is either having lots of friends in, and then the other option was having a potential week where you could have a shaky beacon, and another week where we have a lot of beacon. But we're still with that. Okay, we can have that. We'll parse that out in a separate conversation after this. I know Sean is the one who's speaking on those Sean and Grace.
One thing that I think is very important that many folks may not be aware of is that two organizations, such as the Signatory Letter of Interest, have been receiving various attempts to understand what was happening close to our meeting and why organizations. This is inappropriate. I'm speaking as one of the former president of the Asian Council, which is one of the Signatory Women Final Council. We are under no obligation to explain our decision to the student public. We are happy to have conversations about if I'm happy to hear other people's perspectives. But trying to investigate and then apply pressure to students ourselves is inappropriate. It is usually the student assembly, the people on the assembly that are coming into the school, and then say to hopefully be any different.
Hello everyone. So I'm a new member, and firstly, I would appreciate if someone telling me that today was talking about the system. I don't want to be talking about the system. I was told everybody that there was a certain act that they had been affected to participate in the campus. I'm not sure what those acts were, but I would appreciate it. But furthermore, I would support it from both sides rather than a neutral comment.
I will say, some people had a meeting last night and got together and they crossed a complimented unnecessary statement. Like there's nothing on the agenda, nothing to be talked about before. I just think it was really scary. It was not something that we can tolerate with a lot of the community that we would like to see that we work with.
So, the reason we parked this conversation out was because the decision was really weird and that it was something from that. And if people want to go back to that kind of topic, that's completely appropriate and we'll go back to that. But let's leave the reception to the teaching for now. Come up with a resolution, not a physical resolution, but make a decision on what we want, and then we can go back to that section. So, continuing with the teaching. So, I think it's important for us to see the question of whether we're going to be a competition to be more cost-effective side. Like we've got an active business of the community and the president, who is the individual organization, who is going to be have to
Yeah, I want to just thank everyone for coming out. It's always great to have people here in the meeting and provide perspectives. And I think that's really important. I was just thinking about that. And I think one of the just great takeaways from the group was that this is not the thing to discuss DPS. We are not in a position to decide if we're going to be able to do it, but we don't have four seconds. And I think that while this is an incredible important issue, I don't disagree with that. I think it's not something that needs to be discussed at the student assembly. I think there are other issues that the student assembly is able to keep up that have more impact on what it can be. If the news is clear to the community by President Powell that DES will not go into action regardless of whether or not the student assembly is acting. So if this is not something that can actually affect the function of the Bell, I would encourage the student assembly to not stop this in the first place and focus on the things that can affect and can have a change.
Thank you.
So, sounds like that was the last one.
Yeah, thank you. What we're going to do is scrap this speaking idea from the top of the head. What we're going to do is general speaking is first up and go up.
I don't think I'm going to talk about that one. I don't think the issue is political behavior is going to pass on the bill. I think it's one of Cornell's interpretation of what we see as human rights violations. And if you think about what you guys are doing, that's not our job. Our job is to decide who is going to want to. The answer is yes, and we go forward and we can.
The entire head, the entire front row here.
and talk to the community as well. And we really get to the same
I think you're going to look through it. Okay.
How are we going to do that if you choose to ignore such a pretty issue like this?
So, yeah, I think
it's
more of a
question for
you.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not
I'll take a couple of those right now. Actually, on the agenda,
well, so this discussion could be one of two things. One, that should be the next week if we come to the after. Or two, you both present the same on the same day, but that's next week if we come to the after that.
We'd like to
go the same day if you need one or two. You think next week? Okay. Are you guys ready for that? Okay. Alright. Would anyone like to mention anything from the district college conference? Am I just 15 minutes on my
computer?
We have created that. Last week, it was Friday, and then again, that's the same. So, why don't we do something else for
you? Well, I have a lot of questions.
Understood. We'll also be happy with questions for you.
Okay.
Assuming that there are other issues that we have. 20 minutes? Okay. Well, does that work for you? Cool. All right.
Well,
I think we can have discussions about what other issues we can clarify. Thank you.
Hey, so my name is Minister, I'd like to challenge the previous statements that allow us to educate people on the room. I know that you speak people who will argue this, who do not feel like their things are being represented by the law, who also do not speak for those things that are coming to be able to do this, but to then be able to do this. Now, just like the families who want to allow them not speak for those things under the ticket, they do not speak for me.
That being said, I wanted to ask a clarifying question to you. Will there be a resolution to vote on my team or is this just involved in the
team? I don't know.
Okay. Grace. I just want to make sure that we'll have everything in conversation. This is like what all of our SA members would agree that we don't want any of this information. So just to the man, please come with that. Let's just kind of move for the conversation.
Motion to there has been a formal motion to vote on posting two separate speakers next week, one hosted by SJP and one hosted by Variety, which is 20 minutes. Is there a second? All those in favor? Okay, quickly look over to that. All those in favor? All those again? All those in favor? All right, the motion has been approved. One final thing, one representation came up. If you, for whatever reason, feel the posting government is not represented for four votes, there is going to be an info session tonight at 6:45 and one day. And you should all consider running for the FA.
And if you want to run for FA, I'm planning to be here.
Running, there is going to be required to attend at least one after the meeting before election.
I just want to say for reading this motion so far, but I think
I feel like an apology for the act that happened yesterday and this process is really keeping that going. I don't know whether this is an obvious question.
Right.
I sincerely apologize if any action that happened yesterday has affected this in a way. It is really not none of our intention to be secretive or have an agenda about it. All we want to do is just hear from us. And like I said, we need such a person for I open to talk about it with any intention. And I really, from the bottom, apologize. If this seems like a team or, we're trying to surprise you with a certain statement that is not our intention at all to represent it. We're here to listen to all of your concerns. So if that has been the case, I'm angry. And please feel free to reach out to me if you'd like to discuss further things or want to know how we're talking more, I'll continue to share the public. Yeah, so further on going on, so like SJP promised that all the conversation with SA members will be public. Yeah? Okay, so I'll make
So we actually need to all of the
and my opportunity to do their structure with policy and the best, which is why we really talk about internal representatives and negotiation representatives and body general. Also, we actually talk about the dialogue where we can talk to the participants in the dialogue, but we can meet here no matter what the dialogue is, we will be able to follow this rule, but they will allow you to make sure that we are all together with the they will all be set up to every year we need to have make sure that if they want to send the rest back here, if they're very good
very important now,
companies that have been putting the quality for the company for the governance, like the bylaws are going to operate in place to putting that information. But that is my entering, and when you want to overall review of the bylaw structure with energy, I would definitely do that.
There are a few more amendments that I want to say next week. We do have to draft that. But I think we want to put it in the effort of all of our options. All of our investigations and solutions and governance complete. That should be included in the document, whether it's in the application. Also, I want to put before I let you have a previous call to any examples of this question. One more thing. I also think that it's necessary to include the language. Because there is no requirement in this document or our bylaw that this committee ever has to be up to file. If you want to include that, you have to include that requirement to include this requirement.
So I think it's kind of a middle ground to meet that. And yeah, I really have recommendations for the but also I feel like one of the so right now I have a little people to make sure that really kind of right. But that's going to be a key care of the community for the ability to appoint people that they know will be involved, will be able to move to me and will be not
So the
Thank you.
Yeah.
are split into three different categories that we can be targeted. Two for individuals solely seeking God's commandment, or two for individuals who are seeking God's commandment and also seeking presence to the presence that are by choice, and one for the presence and one for the CDC. You can't say that. It's harder simply to not be another. And that's not possible. When it says to the sick, that's referring to the old group. If you were actually moved 3 years ago, that would be nothing to come to you. No.
For those who are trying to figure out what we're even talking about, it's in the flat. Where the channel? Greater SA. Okay. I have Kurt. Fair enough.
And you know what? Before we just give this to the lower
yeah, we present it.
Yeah, what part of the larger? Never mind. Okay. Membership?
Actually, I don't think this goes on. So,
so we'll just talk about the intent before we get into the specific amendment. The intent of this is to, everyone is in class, so we can discuss this, right? Cool, so if you don't understand it, we're on that. So, okay, the intent of this specific shift would be so that an individual running for trustee would also be stated in the undesignated representative series. So it's going to be present in the PPP, they would be working in the same position. Now, what that means is that one person is trustee. So we're left with a pool of other individuals that are either qualified or often student assembly members that under the current election rules that the trustee nomination committee and the student assembly have under the current rules there would be a supplementary choice for those individuals that lost the trustee. It wouldn't be able to really hard to get that one whatsoever. What we're attempting to do is maintain an environment that is completely at least one continuing to be a member of state governments. And so similar to the presidential race, the PPP is because the framers of this charter understood that the individuals running for those positions are often the individuals that have participated in most of them in the student assembly. That is why that and they are assets to the student assembly. And that is why that they are also slated in the undesignated race. So that if they lose, then they continue to participate. What we're proposing is the same concept for the student assembly. If an individual were to essentially lose the student trustee list or receive the appropriate amount of votes to be elected as the second highest voters in that race would be elected as an unrepresented representative. That individual at that point in time, if they were to be running for a student assembly, or sorry, to be a part of their governance, sure, they can keep that position. If they don't want to, they can resign and remove all of them and never watch. Yeah. And sorry, I'm just going to do
that. Yeah, in this case, we want to talk about the election rules do not dictate how much the election is. Those are clarifications of the future, but the language is in order to allow the state to see the effect of the money for our deficit. In the charter of our school to apply. The two remaining offices of undesignated law students, that's what's running for president and executive vice president. think by not executing at our blue team, we do not want to put it for executive budget. So, two of the things that are unlikely at large are taking up to the executive budget budget. After that, there are four remaining unlikely at large positions on the executive. Two of them are to be contested solely on the executive budget, and two additional are designated partners. For people who are dropped down to the presidency rate and contested against people who are running directly to the presidency part. Basically, what that means is that the presidency is four of our designated seats, two of which should be won by dropped down to the presidency rate, and two of them should pass. But in order for us to be achieved with my year, the way it should be done, we should have been giving members of the program that could work with the election rule, because we didn't get us with the charter of the rate. Very good to do it when you add the student election trustee to line 203 to say that two seats on the assembly are going to get large and you can test the cost of the one who has a large question. You can see the student election trustee to understand the seats that have been asked to pass. But right now, this may somehow be a popular charter, but not the answer.
If any member of the community would like to speak on this topic, I'll ask you to speak specifically at any time. I've heard it. I do get it.
Yeah, let's have Dustin and Organization have a conversation on this language. I think it's necessary to have their perspective, and then I'll let her do it, and then I'm done.
So, I just want to be really clear about why this needs to be incorporated. If you remember last year, there were a lot of expectations for the functional after the cycle, particularly around the
if they have critical methods in order to drop down
I'm curious as to how the process goes. So you should point is that if they are being considered on the same equity panel, they disqualify. However, what I'm hearing from a group that if they are not on the equity panel, they lose the student subsidy election. Are you just taking the person that is expecting those votes? Or are
you? I'm going to remind you that I think that's what we were talking about. This would allow us to answer the rest of the question to the FAA, but it almost quiet on that particular rate, so that those who were running for us to go in. Because they will never have more votes.
Omar, or whatever you like to say, but just the way it was saying, like, the ideal goal of what we're trying to propose, and when we work on the language, is that with the president, there's one spot that we can do for that is reserved for candidates who are in the first countries. There's one spot that we can do for candidates who are in the first countries. And you can assume something. You can allow it to do what?
That's completely inaccurate. There are two seats being accepted by losers from the fighting DC election and candidates running for the presidential party. And two seats being accepted by candidates from the election.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay.
I think. Okay, okay. Omar.
To respond to the situation, even if it does bias a little bit, and the benefits of what we talked about last week as well, is that we still have Frankfurt voting on the ground. We still have those people running, and it's not like we're going to be pushed out specifically if we want that, but if that could be what otherwise want to do, but of course, not to be the way that we're working out, so we get the chance to run, get the chance to run the other people. Mr. Bobby, granted, we're both excited to want to move over to the area at some level, so that could be very interesting. I should step on it.
So, can I respond to that? Because, first of all, the fact that any bias in any election, I think is completely inappropriate. I think that logic, if you bias it even by 10 votes, is completely wrong. What? Last year was 48 votes. That's I don't think that it is appropriate to force this election to now when there are already trustees and candidates in the term, and they don't have any idea that this might be possible for them. Third, it is conflating two sets of different election rules that are placing undue burden on individuals who are running for trustees and provide advantage for individuals who are solely running in the only necessity of representative because they only have one position. Number four, possibly this is not even the line of our charter. So, I'm sharing, but also providing context. Currently, I think we've been waiting a long time to see.
So, I sort of agree with you yet, I think the problem that pretty much is a system up. I also agree with the other sort of like three times our election, which brings me to the point that okay. And I would like to see like marginal drop in voter turnout after one election that has already been won, voter turnout in the next election. And then, so, I think Dale said that there are six million spots, right, for 1,400. Two of them go to, okay. Fine, anyway. Can we say that, regardless of
Thank you. Okay, hold on.
Two responsibilities. The first one is, I don't think it adds anything first, but you kind of just have to follow through with the people, because if they don't want to follow through, they don't prepare to manage the company, they just don't have to follow through. We're doing this to help them. They get that more opportunity. I think the second one, the people who are for the trust leaders, again, we're also helping them. It's only for the ones who would otherwise want to do that, right? Not forced to keep this with you, and then end up not allowing the trust leaders to say that this is too hard for the trust leaders and the other ones at all. And I think when it comes to buying anything that for the trust leaders who are already in the investment group, I think that if you don't buy the trust leaders, you don't have to be able to do it. And quite frankly, it's not us who put us in this position. I think it's the trustee nominee committee who put us in this position. And we're helping forward to respond to that especially. I think this is the best way to do it. I think it would be more of an issue if we had people deciding not to run in general because they're scared about the situation that we've created, then it's a slightly harder process. And then to the earlier point that I was thinking about how the only position that the voters can have, I don't think voters can have that as much as we don't have to.
And there are other team members who seem to respond.
So for some of the time, I'm going to go to the next question. If you want to talk about the next question, but if you want to use the next question, you can go to the question. So the next question is up in here. We're going to use the next question. We're going to use the next question. So the next question is up in here. The question.
The raw number is different.
The raw number
is different. The raw number is different. You can earn either way. I mean, there's always going to be underlying characteristics. Okay. That's the human response.
I just want to talk about it a little bit. The reasoning behind this interview is to compose a faculty trustee, staff trustee, student trustee, and a chair appointed by the chair of the board of trustees. Is that a collaborative decision to make that one, voters turn out to the board after the special election that already happened this semester? The fact that we will be having two other elections with the president election and trustee election, we figured that by having them on the ballot, it would be a good thing. The second part of that is to understand that the student trustee position does not require candidates to have prior experience in the trustee. Other candidates who are running for student trustee have opted out of the official position in other organizations for student opportunity. By playing the cards so that student and candidates have an advantage or have an ability to run for an official position that disregard the fact that other residents are in the city. By putting these relations with them, it effectively makes it so that they're running to the expected. And arguably, the full fundraising that may have a shared number of candidates that the effective representatives for the student sector. Lastly, even if someone is not on the to think that the student members is a new business mission is preposterous. When you think about how student members run the student campus, think critically on how they could get involved on campus, not by the members. You only think about the talent that is going to be represented by the members of student members.
Okay, I'm
sorry.
There are
many
students who are not. A lot of
just a quick point of information. We're slowly running into our pandemic info session, and that was scheduled in the memorial. I know there are candidates here in this room who are interested in running a second info session. So, Tom, how do you want to know where everyone is?
Okay, to respond to that, I think people outside of their government department are not forced to forego their position by running. But when you overlap the right, you are forcing people who would want to have the right to run
So therefore, that motion table fails. So we're continuing the study. Shashank. Shashank wants to clarify on that.
But I don't have a whole way to what they want to do. But if a case is made on the next Thursday, that would be before the next Thursday. So theoretically, that would be the three.
With that in mind, we are putting on the speaker first, and Evan,
You can try, but again, I'm a
And we have the actual data really next week because we have some tests. We can come and share that information during the first session. But if we're using the new language, then we don't have it. And what would you say to you then? The intent would be to include the individual or individuals from the trustee race in the student assembly and designated pool, much like we need to the trustee. That is the intent. So for the next 4 minutes, we need to bring that intent, and at the end of those 4 minutes, we will vote on that intent. Is that good with everyone? As we can have a specific language next week, if the intent is voted on in the perfect phone call. No, no, per, and you're on the speaker source.
Okay, just to clarify what you guys feel like, you can discuss the race and not be that way. You're allowed to use the public to do it to, I guess, gain.
So, everyone has voted. Correct. By a vote of 17 to 4 to 4, the intent passes. Therefore, next we will be considering specific language that will show that intent. Thank you for adjourning the meeting, removing the meeting, and recessing. If there are any incumbent members of the assembly who are planning on buying a you're welcome.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.